The knee is the largest and most complex joint in the human body. Your knee enables you to walk, run, play, stand in place, and bend deeply, perhaps to propose or pray. The knee is also our most vulnerable joint. It bears enormous weight and stress, making it susceptible to wear and injury. So perhaps it's not a surprise that increasingly people need to replace their knees.
The incidence of knee replacements is going up exponentially.
Dr. David Ayers is chief of orthopedics at UMass Medical School and Memorial Healthcare System.
We are close to doing 1 million knee replacements a year in the United States, and is projected to continue to go up exponentially for the next 15 years. So it is anticipated that over those 15 years, we may reach 3 million a year.
TKR, total knee replacement surgery, is already one of the most common operations performed in the U.S. For aging baby boomers, it's number one. Dr. Ayers is running a federally funded study to determine who's a good candidate for TKR and which hospitals do the best job.
This is a very, very successful operation. Many believe it's the most successful operation done in medicine today.
So, this morning we offer a personal perspective on total knee replacement surgery with a Bostonomics story we call The Bee's Knees. Here's WBUR reporter Bruce Gellerman.
Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge is one of a dozen places in the Boston area where you can get a total knee replacement. Orthopedic surgeon Robert Meagle specializes in the surgery. He does about 250 knees a year.
Now, can you lift this leg? Excellent, excellent.
On a busy day like this, Dr. Meagle can do three operations. He shows up wearing blue scrubs to meet his first patient of the day.
We're in the preoperative area of the hospital, getting ready to do a right knee replacement on a patient who has previously had a left knee replacement and decided he wanted to come back for more.
97.6.
You're going to put your lovely green socks on. And then the gown will tie in the back, okay? My name is Anna Jandro. I'm one of the registered nurses here in the pre-op holding, and I've been a nurse for 41 years.
Jandro retakes the patient's vital signs, checking his hospital ID bracelet again, reconfirming name, birth date, age, and procedure.
And everything matches? Okay. And in your own words, what's Dr. Meagle going to do for you today on the right knee? Okay.
A growing number of total knee replacements are done on people under 65. Obesity increasingly taking a toll on youthful joints. But the majority of the surgeries are done on seniors. Two-thirds suffer from osteoarthritis. It's a degenerative joint disease where cartilage that protects the ends of bones breaks down, causing bones to grind together. Walking, climbing stairs, riding a bike can be painful, debilitating. This patient, awaiting his second knee replacement, fits the typical age and ailment profile, except for two things. First, he was extremely bow-legged. Arthritis made it worse and the surgery more difficult. He had suffered a lifetime of crooked leg, ride 'em cowboy, where did you leave your horse jokes. And secondly, atypically, the patient is a man. Two-thirds of those getting new knees in the U.S. are women. Researchers don't know why, but the surgical procedure is the same for both sexes.
So I'm going to let our aide come in and shave you, and I'll be back to we'll start your IV, and I believe the nurse anesthetist wants to come in and talk to you also.
Dr. Meagle enters the pre-op room, takes a pen, and writes REM on the patient's knee as the leg is shaved.
Those are my initials, marking the correct knee that we're going to be operating on.
Dr. Meagle isn't only an orthopedic surgeon specializing in knee replacement surgery. He's a candidate for the operation, his knees suffering the wear and tear of old sports injuries.
I had a surgery when I was 16 or 17, another one when I was 22 in graduate school, another one about 20 years ago, and I'm looking forward to having a total knee when I can find somebody who I want to do it.
Finding a knee replacement surgeon can be tough. Demand is high. Business booming. Baby boomers are turning 65 at the rate of 10,000 a day. Experts say if you think you need a new knee, look for an orthopedist who specializes in the joint and find someone you're comfortable with and confident in. Interview two or more before deciding.
So your IV is in, and Erin will be giving you your sedation.
Nurse anesthetist Erin Herman offers her patient an option. local or general anesthesia.
Everything's ready to go. If you want to be semi-awake, that's fine too. But if you want to take a little snooze, you just let me know.
The patient chooses to snooze through the surgery. It's showtime. Operating room nurse David Kenley.
We're going to do an ID check. Can you tell me your name and date of birth? Number 510324. Any allergies?
Check, check, and check.
Keep your arms inside the ride at all times. We are horrible mass drivers.
Goodbye now.
Typical mass drivers, actually. See you later.
In the room at 50 past.
The patient chooses classical music to soothe stress in the operating room, but tensed up when he spied a table filled with titanium parts and tools.
It's the pieces to put together your new knee, but your new knee is still outside in the hall until we find out what size to put in.
The patient is wrapped in a blanket. The OR is predictably cold. It keeps infections down and the surgical team comfortable under the intense lights.
So with the spinal, your blood pressure can go a little bit lower, so we just like to keep a close eye on it. Mm-hmm. Just like last time.
The first total knee replacement operation was performed in the 1890s using a hinge made of whalebone kept in place with plaster of Paris. It was painful. Many failed. Today, advances in metallurgy, antibiotics, anesthesia, pain meds, and strict protocols make TKR a routine medical miracle.
We're now prepping the leg, painting it with solution that kills the bacteria on the skin.
Surgeon Robert Meagel is almost ready to start.
Antibiotics are in.
2 grams of enciferin.
PSA is ready to start.
It is.
We're good to go. Any concerns?
No concerns.
The patient snores, while Dr. Meagel saws. A computerized device helps guide his cuts. Meagel moves the patella, the kneecap, out of the way and chisels away, drilling holes and hammers in the new knee. It's over in less than 2 hours.
All done. You're just waking up. Big stretch.
I have a new knee. Yes, that's me on the operating table.
Whoa.
You okay, Bruce?
Hi.
Normal to feel out of it. That's why you're going to go to recovery and just wake up a little bit more before you go upstairs. Can you wiggle your toes? Not yet. Okay. That's normal.
Whoa.
I'm going to put this oxygen. It works better over your nose than your mouth.
Whoa. I'm in post-op. I don't remember very much after they knocked me out. But I can kind of wiggle my right toes. Wow. It's done. It's great. And I'm hungry. It's over.
The next morning, physician's assistant Kelly Graham cuts the bandage away from my right knee.
So I'm just going to gently pull this off here. Beautiful.
Dr. Meagel, who did my left knee 7 weeks earlier, looks on.
So what do you think? I can't tell if it's going to be straight as this one. Can you?
It'll be just as straight. As the swelling gets down, you'll appreciate that it's not bow-legged anymore and not in pain and functions beautifully. It's a wonderful thing.
Knee replacement patients were once hospitalized post-op for 2 weeks or more. Now you're out of bed the next day and typically home in 3 days. If you're insured, the operation costs between $18,000 and $36,000 in the Boston area. The success rate is very high, but some patients report little or no improvement. Dr. Meagel says success is due in equal measure to the surgeon's skills and the patient's post-op physical therapy.
We could do the best knee replacement ever done. If the patient doesn't do their exercises, the results are terrible.
Total knee replacement surgery can add life to your years. Dr. Meagel says my new knees should be good for 20 years or more, but he still hasn't decided when he should get his knee surgery done.
I'm going to keep going until I have to get it fixed.
How does a person know when they have to get it fixed?
When it intrudes on your lifestyle more than you're willing to put up with. And you're willing to take some risk and have some discomfort and make a commitment to getting a good result, then that's the time to decide.
Each person is different. Each knee is different. For me, I had the operation when I could no longer ride my bike. Now my legs are straight and strong. It means no more bow-legged ride-em cowboy jokes. And I can ride off into the sunset on my bicycle for as long and as far as my new knees will carry me. For 90.9 WBUR in Bostonomics, I'm Bruce Gellerman.